The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
According to workplace experts, there are several office icks that Generation Z have, including they don't work overtime, they don't like people commenting on their lunch choices, and a whole lot more. Here to tell us how to deal with Generation Z, or Z, depending on how you slice it, is Damien McCarthy, Managing Director of the HR Buddy and News Talk's own Generation Zer, Alex Rowley. And we were going to do this over Zoom, but Alex wouldn't turn his camera on. Guys, you're over. Very welcome. Alex, I will use you as the test bed to see if all of this is true. First of all, Damien, that's one of them, that Generation Zers won't turn on their cameras for Zoom meetings. What else will they not do?
Yeah, well, one of them is being asked to help out with social media, especially if it means getting in front of the camera. So there seems to be a link to maybe a bit of social shyness amongst Gen Z, which I think is interesting. You could get deeper into it and talk about the pandemic and so on. And most definitely, an awful lot of organisations seem to have to put in extra work with their Gen Z generation in, I suppose, communication and those kind of no-nos of hiding behind the camera on Team Zoom meetings and so on, which I think is something. I give Gen Z a big break. I think they're a generation we need to respect. They're going to make up 58% of the workforce by 2030. So they're the biggest game in town, and we need to respect them and we need them to respect us. But I think there are some no-nos which will lose you respect of your work colleagues and your bosses and so on. And one of them is, you know, not turning on your camera at workplace meetings.
Okay, well, obviously, if you're gonna properly know your enemy, you have to see the world through their eyes. So, Alex, hit us with the things that older generations do that are totally unreasonable and we should rethink.
Damien, in fairness to Damien, I think I appreciate that we're being cut a little bit of slack here. But like I said, you know what? I don't know if it is as much a Gen Z, some of the things are a Gen Z thing. I think in general, like the food thing, I think in general people hate, you know, people commenting on their lunch. You know what I mean? It's at the end of the day, you went out and bought your lunch. It's not for anybody else. It's for you. So people shouldn't be commenting unless you're stinking out the office with whatever you've brought back.
Our defense, Alex, you and I ended up in a queue side by side buying our lunch today, and neither of us said a word about the other's choices, regardless of what we thought.
There you go. Exactly. And I think we actually ate across the desk from each other at one point.
Silently, Alex.
And that's another thing. I think most Gen Z people might be similar to me, but I'm very self-conscious about eating in front of people in general, never mind in the office. So that was a challenge in itself. In regards to the camera, I mean, I think unless it is a meeting that's been scheduled really far in advance and it's something extremely important to where you're the one who's doing the speaking, the main part of the speaking anyway, I don't think there's a need for a camera, especially nowadays. I mean, a lot of us work from home. I don't, but a lot of people do. And let's face it, when you're working from home, you're not going to put in as much effort as if you're working from the office in both your outfits or maybe having a shower or whatever else. You know, you're going to take the luxury as you can get it. So I think it's a bit harsh sometimes, people expecting you to turn on your camera for maybe just a small drop.
Whatever about unnecessary Zoom meetings when we could have done this on the phone, you can't sit as a blank screen when somebody else has their camera on, so you're looking at them and they can't see you.
Well, sorry. One-on-one, I absolutely...
If there's loads of you, you still can't do it.
In fairness, there was a big Zoom call in work today now, and a lot of people didn't have their cameras on because a lot of people didn't have to do any talking. You know, so I don't think there's a need to always have your camera on. I do think it is it's down to discretion at the end of the day. So I think it's a bit harsh to expect you to have the camera on every...
You Generation Z people are weird. Damien,
I will live and die with it.
Damien, what about the other thing that this survey reveals, which is an interesting attitude to overtime? This is not my view. I'm telling you what the survey shows. And what it shows is that Generation Zers are of the belief that you paid me to show up at 9 and leave at 5. Why are you making me feel guilty about doing the thing that I was paid to do? I shouldn't have to stay longer.
Yeah, well, of course, Anton, Gen Z were kind of pinned with the responsibility of quite quitting, which I always thought was a bit unfair, actually, because, you know, there's plenty of old articles around the place that quite quit their jobs a long time ago. They just didn't put it up on social media, on TikTok and so on, and put a hashtag alongside it. So I suppose it depends on whose eyes you're looking through here. Like Gen Z have a much better education and approach to mental health and well-being, and with regards to life-work balance. So actually, I think a lot of older generations are perhaps jealous that we didn't get this right, and Gen Z are now coming along. They're educated in this, they're responsible towards it, and they're going to take control of it. Okay, and I think that might actually be a positive thing. Gen Z is into working smarter, not harder. So I actually take this as a huge positive. If I give these guys credit, I suppose, to get a bad rap sometimes, okay, it can be fair. Different generations are going to see things differently. I mean, the other thing that Gen Zs don't like, this research showed, was that they don't like people coming into work sick. Now, again, it's very difficult to actually attack that. I mean, it's the responsible approach to not turn up at the office and spread germs around the place. But Gen Z will be told and kind of get a bad rap for, taking days off sick, kind of, for very small reasons or with a very minimal illness and so on. So I think it's interesting that they can be kind of branded as maybe lazy and irresponsible, whereas what's actually happening is they're, the most well-educated, the most well-informed young group of workers who have ever come into the workplace. So again, I think, we have to respect some of these things. I'm not quite
we don't.
On board,
we don't. Alex, there you go. Essentially, you're feckless and lazy. That's what Damien is saying.
Well, no, in fairness, I respect what Damien said there. And while I may be biased, I do agree with a lot of what he's just said. I think, look, in regards to the sick days, I think a lot of us of all ages have been guilty sometimes of just saying that we'll power through a sickness and we'll work through it. And it's definitely not the right approach in the long term because, taking that rest time is sometimes always needed. And Damien's right as well. We are more hyper aware, probably because of social media, just about, our own mental health and our own mental well-being. And it's the same with working overtime. It's very easy to say, yes, I'll do that for you on Wednesday evening. I'll stay back and I'll finish that project or that spreadsheet. And then when you're actually doing it and you get little sleep that night and you're in work then for the rest of the week, it takes its toll. It's fine to do it a couple of times, but then if you start doing it on a regular basis and you tell yourself that it's only, you're only doing it the odd time, but you're doing it every week, that's when it becomes an issue. So I think, I think that's probably why my generation is already starting to realize that, and they're slowly kind of backing out of the extra work.
Well, can I just agree with you wholeheartedly on one aspect of that, Alex? Given that I'm currently using Kieran's chair, which is directly opposite you, if you feel even the slightest sniffle at any point, you stay at home, big fella.
I will. Don't worry. Alex, I won't be in. I don't think I'm in tomorrow.
Alex, thank you very much. That's Alex Riley. And likewise, our own, of course, from News Talk, and Damien McCarthy. Damien being Managing Director of HR Buddy.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.